You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer. Hey everybody, thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Developing Up Podcast. This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer. And we're your hosts. I am Mike Miles.
And I am Jake Ranis. And man, oh man, this was a really awesome episode, selfishly because I got so much out of it. Today's episode was about giving and getting feedback. And that is something that I have struggled with as a manager for a while now, particularly in the aspect of giving feedback.
And I will say that's something I have always struggled with as a developer, getting feedback and trying to give feedback to others. I'm excited about this. I think we had a great conversation, and I hope our listeners have a lot they can take away from it.
Absolutely. Hope everyone enjoys.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Jake, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Mike, how are you doing?
I am doing good.
All right.
I'm so glad I got to ask you that question this time.
I know. I let you have it, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the feedback I want to give to you. I appreciate you giving me the chance to ask you how you're doing.
Which leads us to our next point. Today, we're going to be talking about feedback.
Why being able to give and receive feedback is important in your development career and growing as a developer.
Feedback is one of those things that I had a lot of trouble giving as a manager. Initially, I was always nervous. I would always dance around the point. So I'm looking forward to this conversation and talking more about, I'm looking forward to seeing how you go about it, comparing it with how I do it.
Yeah. And I will say, when I first started out as a developer, I had a hard time receiving feedback and I did not handle it well. And I was really defensive. So I've learned how to be better at it. And I'm interested, Jake, to hear how you receive feedback and how you use that to better your development career.
Awesome. So let's jump into it. Want to start with why it's important? The why, what, how?
Yeah, let's go with the why, the what, the how. Or the why, the how, the what. But let's start with the why. I'm going to say the most important thing about feedback is that it ultimately helps promote and create open communication between yourself and others that you work with, whether those is your manager, your direct reports, other developers, clients, project managers, whomever you work with on a day-to-day basis. If you feel confident in how you can give them feedback on how they're doing, and if you feel confident in receiving feedback and learning from that and prompting that openness, everyone's going to just improve and do better.
Right. And communicating, there's a lot of different facets of communicating. Being comfortable communicating with someone is one facet of that. So you and I are comfortable having a conversation right now, and that is effective communication. But when it comes down to giving someone feedback, that can be a whole other level of difficulty.
Yeah, there are whole other nuances involved in how you approach the topic of feedback or give feedback or get feedback. It's different than just having an open conversation, or at least how you can do it to be effective with it and respectful when how you give that information. Another important part about being able to give and receive feedback is that it helps provide others with what your understanding is of a given situation, or to gain insight of what someone else's understanding is of a given situation.
Yeah, and it's really important to be self-aware, right? My impression is that people have a negative stance on what feedback is, or rather they have a negative understanding of what feedback is. When you receive feedback, it can be negative sometimes, but really it's positive no matter how you spin it.
No matter what feedback someone's giving you, Jake, there's always a way to turn it around, and it's just something to learn from.
And it's really difficult to embrace that, especially as the person getting feedback. But the more you can understand it, the better time you're going to have. So anyways, we can get into that.
So Jake, let's start talking about the different types of feedback you may experience as a developer in your career, and the differences between those types of feedback and how they play into your day-to-day life.
So as a developer or as a manager providing feedback to developers? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters as much. I would like to phrase it as a developer, where you're going to experience feedback, and it can be feedback from your manager or feedback you're going to give to your manager.
Yes, that sounds good. So feedback on a day-to-day basis, whether it be with the manager or not, I see feedback happening on code all the time, or not even just code, other people's work. You are getting feedback about your work, whether you're a designer getting a critique or if you're critiquing someone else's work, if you're reviewing someone else's pull requests, that is also a form of feedback. Cross teams, if you're in a review for UX as a developer determining the feasibility of something, you need to be able to communicate feedback. In a situation like that, the feedback is constructive in that it is working towards a bigger picture. This is a team, this is a project, this is not something that happens one-on-one with you and this person you're providing feedback to. Whereas one-on-one feedback can happen between you and your manager or you and your direct report.
And in those different situations, Jake, you're going to receive feedback from different people or be giving feedback to different people, such as, in one-on-ones, as you just said, with a manager, they're going to be giving you more personal feedback. During a project review, you're going to be getting feedback from a client and they're going to give you feedback in a certain way. And then on code or pull requests or a design review from your other team members, they're going to provide you with feedback or be looking for feedback from you. And I think as a developer, those are different groups of people and different scenarios you're going to experience over the course of your career and learn that interacting with feedback and giving it and getting it in those situations is going to be different. So let's get into, these are the different places and different people who are going to be giving you feedback. Let's talk about actually how to give feedback as a developer or actually just as any professional. It doesn't matter if you're a developer in terms of feedback. There are a lot of universal ways that you can effectively give feedback to people in a way that they're going to internalize it and it's going to help them in their career or in their growth.
I agree. I know that I had a lot of trouble learning to give feedback over the course of the years. It's one of those things where you feel like you are cutting someone down or telling them they need to change the way they act. But I believe you'll be much more successful if you find a positive way to spin it in giving that feedback.
Yeah, there's always a positive way to give feedback and there's a negative way. In one of our previous episodes, something you mentioned, Jake, was negativity promotes negativity and positivity promotes positivity. So finding the positive way to tell someone about an improvement you think they can make opens them up to be positive about making that change in themselves or in their work or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, and it can be really difficult to approach those difficult situations in a positive way and to walk away from those situations in a positive way. So I don't know, do you have any advice on how you would approach a tough situation in a positive manner?
Yeah, what I've learned and what I've tried to do in terms of giving feedback is preface it with a positive thing. So if I'm reviewing someone's PR or code and I see they've implemented something that I think could be done in a better way, I may say to them, I like the direction you're going with this. I see the goals you're trying to accomplish. It would be interesting if we could try this other method because it would give us these benefits. What are your thoughts on that? And prompting it as a conversation.
I really like that you checked in with them. Checking in this is actually kind of an interesting story. So I took this online management class through our company. Maybe, did you take it?
I did not take it, no.
No? Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
So this was a really interesting course. It was a two-part course. The first part was just these interactive slides. They were kind of whatever. But the second part of the course was that you actually got on the phone with someone and you called them and you simulated a conversation. They give you a prompt up front and it says, hey, you're about to deal with this situation. This person's been underperforming. You're going to get on the phone with them and have this difficult conversation with them. And then we're going to call you back after the phone call and we'll tell you how you did. And so I had this difficult conversation with this person that I didn't know, pretending to be their manager. And the feedback that I got in both times that I did this simulation was, you did a good job, you were affirmative and you stuck to your point and you didn't budge, but you didn't check in. And that was something they talked about in the interactive slides. Whenever you're having a difficult conversation with someone, or really any conversation at all, it's really good to check in and say, what do you think? How do you feel about that?
what I like about that in checking in, especially in situations where you're dealing with having to give negative feedback, is especially if you've received information from some third party about whatever this negative situation is, you know, that's one-sided at that point. So you can use the check-in as a way to get the other side of the story and get a true sense of if the feedback is unfounded or not.
Yes, and I think it's really important to do that so that the person who is receiving the feedback doesn't feel as if they're being ganged up on.
Yeah, because if you're giving feedback in a negative way, then those defenses are going to go up on that person, and they're going to not, all they're going to hear is, even if you're not meaning to do it, that you're attacking them. And then they're going to retaliate and be really defensive and argumentative. Whereas if you turn it into a way that you can prompt a conversation and prompt collaboration with that person to really let them know that you want to improve the situation, whether it's their performance or their code or whatnot, they're going to be just more receptive to it.
I really like that. That's a huge takeaway for me, by the way, just even being part of this show. I'm going to try to use that approach. There have been times as a manager where I have had to convey feedback from a third party, and it would help to be able to approach it that way so it doesn't feel so one-sided.
Yeah, so for any of our listeners, managers or not, if there's a situation where you have to give feedback and it could be taken as negative, find a positive spin to put on it. Prompt it in a way that promotes conversation.
Well said.
So another important thing about feedback, and I think there's a difference that we need to talk about here, Jake, and that's the difference between feedback in terms of giving praise and feedback in terms of giving criticism. And there are different ways to go about each one of those, where, you know, praise tends to be congratulating somebody or really patting them on the back, and criticism is the negative feedback we've talked about. There are different situations that I've learned on when to do either one. I don't know if you've experienced this as well.
Yeah, I have. And I have something that I want to say about this, but I want to let you go first.
Want me to go first?
All right. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure our listeners have probably heard this before, but it's general rule is to give public praise and private criticism. One of the things with this, and I've learned this, actually, we've mentioned this book in the past, and it's Watch Them Grow or Help Them... Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go.
By Beverly Kay.
Beverly Kay, yeah. And there's a whole section about giving feedback, and people want to feel appreciated. And when you really promote that, one, it shows to, say, your company or your team, when you publicly praise somebody, it prompts that you're showing you give appreciation for the people you work with. And then it promotes other people on the team to also be appreciative in a public way. And it just builds this feeling of positivity among all the people you work with, which allows you to work better with each other.
Absolutely. And what I was going to say, and I totally agree with that, but what I was also going to say is that positive praise one-on-one also goes a long way. And I like to do that as well. And sometimes that praise isn't that huge celebration that you might give publicly. But if I get a note from someone saying, hey, such and such did a really great job on this, then I share it with that person. I'll say, hey, I just wanted to pull you aside real quick and just let you know that I spoke to this person. They said you were doing an excellent job. And just I wanted to say thank you for working so hard and keep up the great work. And that pat on the back goes a long way too. And then I'll also say that when you're publicly praising someone, you also need to be careful not to seem like you're playing favorites. Mm-hmm. And always giving the same person the same amount of praise, because it could make it seem like you're appreciating other members of the team less as well. So I just wanted to put that as a quick aside, not to say you should never do it, but
no, that's a good aside. I like how you give the unprompted public praise and just walking over to someone and say, I heard this, great job, thanks for doing that, etc. That even works if you're a developer working on a team with other developers and you notice someone solved a problem elegantly. You might go over to them like, I saw the code you wrote, or I saw you solve that problem, or that design tweak you made. I thought it was great. Like, just telling people what you think and what you noticed. And it, just think about if you were to receive that feedback, how you would feel. So giving that.
Absolutely. And that unsolicited positive feedback can also help open the doors of communication for when you need to have a potentially more difficult conversation.
Yeah. Now, in terms of giving criticism and that more negative feedback that we've already talked about trying to give a positive spin to, what's important about making it private is because if you do it in a more public setting, it may feel like you're attacking that person, no matter how positively you're putting a spin on it, it can be hard to take negative criticism and especially feel that all these eyes are on you when it happens, that you're being, what do I want to say?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Yeah. It makes you feel vulnerable as a person. I mean, I know that from experience. So if you're in a situation where you want to give feedback or you have to give feedback about somebody or someone's work, first take a moment to step back and think about what sort of feedback are you giving? Is it praise or is it criticism? If it's praise, figure out a public way to do it. It doesn't have to be a big grandstand thing. It could just be a pat on the back, pulling someone aside. If it's criticism, think about the positive way you can deliver that to someone that prompts conversation and further investigation, and do it in a more private setting. Not in a reply all email, but just individually, so that you can make sure that the person who's getting the negative feedback is not feeling attacked or criticized.
Right. And a challenge for everyone, give someone some positive unsolicited feedback in the next day or two and try to make that a habit. Promote that positivity, and that will make the situations that are more difficult much easier to deal with.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be someone you work with, though it'd be ideal, I would say, if you could, but do it every day, even like the barista who gives you your coffee in the morning. Give them some positive feedback. Like, I love how you have my coffee ready for me. I do that for my coffee person. I go to the same person every morning and they have my order ready for me.
Yeah.
So I give them that feedback. But it's building up a behavior so that it comes second nature to you to do that. And then it's going to improve how you act professionally with people.
Right.
So that's a little bit about giving feedback. One thing that I think we both struggle with, Jake, and I'd love to talk about, is how to accurately receive feedback. Praise is easy to receive, but that negative feedback can be hard to deal with, especially as a junior developer, someone who's brand new, working with a company, working with a team.
It's really difficult. And this is another one of those classic situations where I can't take my own advice, but if I can say anything, being a manager, when you get feedback, no matter how much you might beat yourself up over it or how negative it feels, you need to remember that you're getting that feedback because someone cares about you. Someone cares about your career and the way you are presenting yourself. And even though it might feel like a blow, or it might feel like someone is asking you to change the way you are, it is really because they're trying to make you successful. It's so hard to remember, but it's true.
It can be difficult because it can be easy to take negative feedback as an attack on you, as someone trying to beat you down. I would say, Jake, the most important thing to learn about receiving feedback, as you just said, it's about people caring about you and trying to help you. And no matter what, it's a learning experience, and treating any feedback you receive as a learning experience, either for what you're doing well or what you can improve on.
You need to remember that you're not perfect. No one is perfect, especially when you're starting out. And even years down the line, you're going to be growing your career. You're going to be trying new things. No one's an expert at everything. Everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to need to find new ways to improve. So it's just, you need to keep in mind that it's always trying to take the next step.
So if I can speak broadly for a moment, Jake, for developers everywhere, we're people who are very passionate about the work we do, so we take it very personally. And it can be a hard lesson to learn on how to receive feedback, especially negative feedback about work you've done or how you're performing.
I would totally agree with that.
I think as a developer, through the course of your career, you learn and you get better at receiving feedback. And there are lessons that we can share. So if you are a new developer and you just want to get better at receiving feedback, you can use these lessons that we've already learned.
I think one of the best ways is to ask for feedback before even
So be proactive about it.
Yeah, be proactive about it and make it known that you are aware that you're not the best, you're not an expert, you want to be an expert, and that you're going to do whatever it takes to get there. And say, even if you don't have feedback from me right now, I just want you to know that I welcome it. And whenever you have it, I'm all ears. Be preemptive.
No, I like that. Ask for unprompted feedback. Just don't wait for it to happen. Go out and seek it, because there's always going to be something you can improve on. As you said, no one's perfect. We're all working to get better. And as a developer, to get better in your career, to move up to that next developer position, be the lead developer, be a manager, whatever you want to move on to, you need the feedback from others to learn how you're doing. And that is a great use of your one-on-one time with your manager, as we talked about in our previous episode, coming prepared with questions. So coming prepared with questions about feedback and work you've been doing.
Yes, definitely. Another helpful approach to receiving feedback is to follow up on that feedback. If you have been given some constructive feedback, then really digest it, think about it, maybe go home and relax for the day, but then the next day, go and work on that feedback, whether it is the way you are writing code or the way that you are acting on a team. Really make an effort and take notes on what you're doing to improve and make good on that feedback that you're given. And then a week later in your next one-on-one or a conversation that you have sparked up with the person who provided you that feedback, say, hey, here's what I've been doing for the past week, and I just wanted to run it by you and see what you think. Try to get a second wave of feedback based on how you reacted to the first wave of feedback.
Yeah, that gives you much more information about those areas you can improve on or just areas you can grow in.
And I think it kills two birds with one stone too, because you are not only acting on that feedback, but you're also showing that you're very receptive and that you care about the feedback that you're given and you're taking your job seriously.
And that's almost like a perpetual motion machine, right? Because you're going to show that you care about feedback and that you actually work with it. And that's going to prompt people to give you more feedback, and you're going to be less, you're still going to have to go out and ask for it, but people are going to be more receptive or more responsive to just giving you feedback out of the blue. So another thing I would say, learning how to receive feedback, is there may be situations where, say, in a one, your manager pulls you aside and they have some negative feedback to give you. Maybe they've, and we talked about this just earlier on with giving feedback.
You know what? Let's start calling it constructive feedback.
Constructive feedback. Okay. Your manager may pull you aside and have some constructive feedback to give you from some third-party source. You don't know who it is. And it could be something that's really negative that you feel is completely unfounded, unjustifiable. Like, you could be like, what you're telling me right now, I didn't do that. I don't understand where this is coming from. This is another learning experience. I feel that you may hear that someone, or for some reason there's a situation about something that you don't believe to be true, but what you're actually learning is whoever gave this information to your manager, whoever's talking to you, had some misconception about what was going on. And it's a chance to learn, where did this come from? What is the root cause of it? And how can I help improve that situation and what people know about?
That's a great example. You took a situation where one might feel like they were being represented unfairly and could be really upset and feel really down about that. But then you turned it into something where looking at it in a different way can actually bring about a positive.
Yeah, so it would be real easy to take some constructive criticism and go brood about it in a corner and get angry and frustrated about it. But a better use of everyone's time is if you take that and then you come back with questions to ask about, where did it come from? Was it founded or not? And how can you use that to improve a situation?
Right.
It's all about asking. When you receive constructive criticism, it's all about asking questions on how you can improve.
And a situation like that might be an indicator that you are not as good of a communicator with other members of your team as you could be.
Yep. One thing, maybe I'll plug another book because I love plugging books. In learning on how to respond to feedback or give feedback, How to Win Friends and Influence Others by Dale Carnegie.
It's a great one.
Great book. And in it talks about how to give this negative or this constructive criticism in a more positive way, and then how to prompt and ask questions when you receive it yourself. So as a takeaway for how to receive feedback, no matter what, treat it as a learning experience. That is the number one thing you can do with any feedback you give, whether it's positive or constructive.
Exactly. Try to keep in mind as much as you can that you are receiving that feedback because someone cares about you.
Yeah, just remember it. It's about people care. They are giving you a way to improve yourself and develop your career. So Jake, if we learn how to better give feedback to others and how to better receive feedback from others, what are we going to start seeing changing in our development career?
Well, I think communication is a major one. Because if you can foster that two-way street of communication by being able to provide feedback and being able to receive feedback and take all the emotion out of it, then you're going to be able to improve your communication. You're going to be able to better collaborate as a team. The work is going to improve, not only in the quality, but the efficiency.
In addition to opening those pathways of communication, which communication we've talked about in the past is just key for so many things.
So important.
So important. But you're going to start finding so many opportunities for learning, both for helping others learn and develop themselves, and learning yourself and developing yourself and building up your career and moving to those next pieces. You can't do that without feedback.
The best way to improve your career is to make mistakes, learn from them, and not make those mistakes again.
And learning how to give and get feedback and being comfortable with doing both those things is going to allow you to be more comfortable with making mistakes. I think one of the reasons why people are afraid to make mistakes and they are safe with what they do and they don't try to challenge themselves is they're afraid of negative feedback and what they may get from others.
And that can lead to stagnation.
Yeah. And we've talked about the problems of stagnation in the past.
We sure have.
So I have a couple action items for our listeners.
All right, cool. Let's hear it.
All right. And I think, Jake, you already said one of these earlier. We want you listeners to find a situation to pull someone aside and give them some positive praise, some positive feedback.
Yep. Unsolicited. Give them a pat on the back, whether it's public or one-on-one.
I challenge you as a listener to do this. I'm going to say in the next day, we're going to post a tweet about it. And I want to hear your feedback on who you praise, whether it's your barista, your coworker, or your manager. And then the other action item I'm going to give for our listeners is find a situation to receive. Actually, you know what? Not even find a situation. Go out and create a situation to get feedback, whether it's a positive praise or if it's constructive criticism. And if it's constructive criticism, how can you use that as a learning experience? I want you to do that in the next 24 hours as well. Go find a situation to get feedback from someone.
I love the idea of being proactive about getting feedback.
Take ownership of developing up your career and go get that feedback.
Cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Jake, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this today.
No, I appreciate it too. And you know what? It's interesting because I think we have given each other feedback throughout this entire endeavor, being co-hosts for this podcast. Do you feel that way?
I feel that way as well. Yeah, this has been a learning experience and it continues to be. And listeners, you may not hear this because we edit it out, but we do make mistakes and we call each other out on it in a constructive way. And we may stop and say, hey, Jake, I think there's a better way you could have said that. Can we try this again?
Yeah, we actually have a whole system for it. And I think that allows us to collaborate better and we're able to leave our feelings out of it because we know that we're both together trying to build this great podcast.
Yeah. High five.
High five. All right. So in wrapping up, just want to let you guys know that you can reach us at developingup.com. This will be episode 9. So you can find the audio at developingup.com/9. Jump in the chat, get involved in the conversation. You can also find us on Twitter at DevUpPodcast. And what is your Twitter, Mike?
My Twitter is MikeMiles86.
My Twitter is at Jake Ranis. So there are lots of ways you can get in touch with us on Twitter and we'll be listening.
Yeah. And if you have some constructive feedback on how we can do better or what we can learn about improving our podcast, whether it be topics or how we actually talk to you listeners, let us know. Send us an email to criticize us privately at hello@developingup.com. Or if you want to praise what we're doing, maybe do that on iTunes and give us a rating and a review there and be really positive with it. We'd love that.
That'd be great. And share it with your friends if you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys in the next episode of Developing Up.